This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israeli ground troops are pressing further into Gaza City, fighting Hamas resistance that has prepared itself well, according to an Israeli general. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports on the combat in Gaza.
This footage from the Israeli military is said to show the intensity of fighting as Israel's troops push further into Gaza City. But they say they're encountering fierce resistance from Hamas militants using guerrilla warfare. Civilian eyewitnesses tell Reuters that Israeli tanks are sometimes driving over buildings and rubble rather than roads. Similar videos released by Hamas, as well as eyewitness statements from other civilians, suggest the militants are using their network of tunnels to emerge and disappear.
That is Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In southern Gaza, the breakdown in basic necessities for civilians from sewage to sanitation is worsening an already hellish landscape. United Nations experts on Thursday called for a humanitarian ceasefire, saying that the Palestinian people in Gaza are, quote, at grave risk of genocide.
The Turkish-Palestinian Friendship Hospital in Gaza City reportedly ran out of fuel yesterday and was forced to stop most of its activities, rendering 70 cancer patients at serious risks.
The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel and other nations in the region and will explore ways to pause the fighting so more aid can get in. More than a third of Gaza's 35 hospitals are reportedly not functioning, with many turned into refugee camps. This is VOA News. Storm Kieran has hit Western Europe, blowing record winds into France and leaving millions without power. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Storm Kieran slammed into France's northern tip at approximately 118 miles per hour, uprooting trees and blowing out windows. Dutch airline KLM scrapped all flights leaving and arriving in the Netherlands. In the UK, thousands were also without power as gusts blew roofs off buildings and toppled trees. Paul Akkad, the head of meteorology at Jersey MET, said,
"It's a storm that we haven't seen the likes of in a generation in around 35, 36 years since 1987 when the Great Storm came through the islands and through the UK."
Some people had to evacuate their homes and seek refuge in hotels as Kieran pummeled the south of England. Karen Chamas, London.
The World Meteorological Association reports the world is warming at a faster rate than ever before in recorded history. Lisa Schlein reports it warns climate change threatens to reverse decades of progress towards better health and well-being,
particularly in the most vulnerable communities. WMO Secretary General Petteri Talas says the countries most at risk from climate change are in Africa and South Asia, where it fuels vector-borne diseases such as dengue and malaria. He says food insecurity is growing, and increasingly more frequent heat waves are worsening the impact of extreme weather events. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The jury in the Sam Bankman-Fried fraud trial has begun deliberations Thursday. Reuters correspondent Luke Cohen is at the courthouse.
They have to reach a unanimous decision on each of the counts Bankman-Fried faces in order to reach a verdict. The judge, Lewis Kaplan, has said they can stay on Thursday until 8:15 p.m. if they want to, but there's no guarantee they'll want to, and they're off on Friday, so deliberations could extend into next week.
Reuters correspondent Luke Cohen, you mentioned 8:15 p.m. That's Eastern Time. It's 12:15 UTC. The former FTX founder's cryptocurrency exchange declared bankruptcy as its customers raced to withdraw their funds, obliterating his fortune once estimated by Forbes at $26 billion. A former gang member who had long boasted of his involvement in the murder of rap legend Tupac Shakur 25 years ago pleaded not guilty in a U.S. court on Thursday. Dwayne Davis charged in September over the killing. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.